1, and I hope you're ready for a fantastic volleyball game. Rob Osmond with you, and tonight it's a crosstown matchup between, it's a rivalry, it's more than a matchup, it's between the visiting Adams Central Patriots taking on the home team, the Hawkettes of St. Cecilia. This is a battle that has been brewing, and it's the kind of matchup that drives coaches crazy, all because it's so early in the season and the teams are still finding each other. Now all of a sudden you put the pressure of a rivalry game into the picture and you got yourself the makings of a fantastic match out here. The teams are on the court. They're preparing. We are a little bit early today, and that, believe it or not, is a good thing because they are fired up and ready to go here at St. Cecilia High School. And we have your New Tech Seed pregame show all coming up, and we are fired up and ready for an outstanding ball game. So get those earphones in, get all set and settle down, because we've got some serious volleyball action coming your way, the kind that we'd love to have to get the season started. So glad you're along with us, and we'll be picking up a lot of listeners as the evening goes on, as we get closer to the point where the game was supposed to start. But we are excited about this one, so hang on and get ready for some fantastic volleyball. It's all coming your way. We'll be back with our New Tech Seed pregame show. You're listening to High School Volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
Jackson Forest Service has moved to 219 North Lexington in Hastings, on the corner of 3rd and Lexington. Jackson's Forest Service does commercial and residential installation of carpet, vinyl, ceramic tile, laminate, and pre-finished wood. Call Jim and Greg at 402-462-9336 or 462-0968. Jackson's Forest Service supports the local and area athletes and teams and wishes them good luck this season. Jackson's Forest Service, now located at 219 North Lexington in Hastings.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to St. Cecilia High School. Rob Osmond here. High school volleyball action about to get underway. Less than 10 minutes before they'll send it across the net. It's the Adams Central Patriots taking on the St. Cecilia Hawkettes. Two teams storied in volleyball. One team this year in transition. The other team poised to make a run into the state and has the tools to do it, but they still have to play the matches. They still have to get them done. They've got a series of hard hitters. Let's take a look at Adams Central. They are the rebuilding team. They are a very young team. They have lost four starters since last year. So head coach in her third year, Jill Hotelling, has her work cut out for her trying to get these girls together. They are off to an 0-2 start. They took part in the Gibbon Triangular and dropped two games, one to Gibbon and then one to Ravenna, to get their season started, and then to come in back into to C1 in the same district and play St. Cecilia is a tough haul for Adams Central. But Coach Jill Hotelling very excited about her group of kids this year who can hopefully step up and make some good marks, and they're just hoping to hang in there and do as best as they can and maybe get an outside shot of getting into the state playoffs this year. They were 10-17 last year, so it's still a fairly respectable program, but again, replacing those four starters is a pretty tall order for Coach Hotelling. Their top returner is Janessa Boland. Janessa Boland is 5'4", and she led the Patriots last year with assists with 254. The other returner is Lauren Rosenquist. Now, Rosenquist is 5'10", and she's the top returning hitter for the Patriots. She had 82 kills last year, 254 digs as well, so she is going to defensively keep Adams Central in it, and with some top kills like she's gotten, she can hopefully get the ball back into the hands of Adams Central and get some more points on the board. I expect Adams Central to be in every single series during this contest tonight because they are that kind of a team. They tend to play at the level of their competition, so they will clearly need to rise to the occasion. On the other side of the net, we're taking a look at the St. Cecilia Hawkettes. Very, very tough program right now. Six returning starters are girls with starting experience, and that weighs huge. Head coach Alan Van Cura, I don't know how many years that he's been coaching, but we're well into the double digits for Coach Alan Van Cura. A very storied program, a very solid effort for Alan Van Cura. He really likes the look of this team, and for him to say that this early speaks volumes, because I spoke with Alan Cura about this time last year, and he knew it was a team in transition. He knew it was a team that was going to have to step up and rebuild. There were some injuries and some problems last year that the team was able to work through, and they still finished with a very respectable 19-14 season. But that is subpar for St. Cecilia, who expects this storied program to be that much better. Well, folks, let me tell you, this team that they have this year is in place to be that team. They have all the pieces together. They have everything going. The only thing they haven't done is play those matches, and that's what's going to separate these St. Cecilia Hawkettes from the state championships from getting to. We used to say to go to Lincoln this year, but this year the state championships, the playoffs, are in Grand Island, and they'll be split between Grand Island and Hastings, so it's not going to be much of a road trip for the girls to go to state this year. But nevertheless, the title on the line, it still means something for these girls, and they are back. So returning for St. Cecilia this year, Brooke Busboom, very hard hitter. Brooke Busboom, like the whole Busboom family, absolutely fantastic. Brooke's a senior now, and let me tell you, she tops that list of returning starters. She's got 278 kills last year, and she is the fireball for this Hawkette offense, and Coach Van Cura counting on her heavily to have an on game. Last year, if she was on, she was on fire, and she was a spectacular player. If she was off, it was a subpar game for her, and boy, the team really suffered as a result of that. So last year, going by those prevailing thoughts and past performance, if Brooke Busboom is on tonight, the Hawkettes will be on tonight. If not, it's still going to be a solid performance, because aside from Brooke Busboom coming back, you've got some outstanding players. Brooke McWhorter, just to name one while we're on the subject of team leaders, 264 kills last year. Her and Brooke Busboom, let me tell you, you get those two on opposite on sides of the same side of the net, and boy, I tell you, you've got a problem for a defense to try to come up with a way to crack that, because it is almost impossible to cover both of those girls and get that going. But aside from those two coming back, you've also got Tessa Chalupa, who's got the start tonight. Abby Jackson has a start tonight. Caitlin Ernst is back. And then you got the libero, Libby Kissinger, back. And she has vastly improved. So we got ourselves the making of a very fine volleyball match coming up here. We're going to take a quick break. We've got about 4 minutes before we're going to get underway. So we'll take a quick break. We'll come back, and we will break down the schedules of these teams and see how we stack up coming into the contest as for the rest of the year. You're listening to High School Volleyball on The Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
When it comes to your harvest tire needs, you've got a friend in the field. CPI Mr. Tire. The Super Fleet Crossbar NY Truck Tire is as low as $132 cash and carry for size 8.25 by 20. Other truck tires, straddle duals, and farm tires are also on sale. CPI Mr. Tire has 9 units to serve you when trouble stops you in the field. CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
CPI Mr. Tire has a right tire for you.
Muscati Health Center proudly supports the St. Cecilia athletes, teams, and coaches. Muscati Health Center has an integrated team of family physicians and mental health care providers, specializing in family practice and obstetrics, always caring for its current patients and always welcoming new patients. Muscati Health Center is open from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. They are stewards of compassionate care at Muscati Health Center in the Crozier Park Professional Center, 223 East 14th Street, Suite 100 in Hastings. Call Muscati Health Center 463-2929.
How smart is the new 2011 John Deere 8R Series tractor? Smart enough to call you on your cell phone or send you an email. Smart enough to make steering more comfortable. smart enough to get you in the most efficient operating mode to help you save fuel and improve productivity. And best of all, smart enough to make IT4 emissions compliance hassle-free and worry-free. That's why we call the new 8R Series the Smart Machine. See the new 8R Series tractors at Samuelson Equipment in Hastings and Red Cloud, your fourth generation John Deere dealer.
Taking care of your eyes may be the most important thing you can do for yourself. Let Dr. Richard Arneson and Dr. Nate Boland at Hastings Vision Clinic help you with the best, most complete vision care, including eye exams, low vision treatment, therapeutic treatment for eye disease, contact lenses, designer eyewear, and sunglasses. Hastings Vision Clinic is a Medicare and Medicaid provider with an on-site spectacle lab and is open Monday through Friday and Saturday mornings. Call 462-8816 at Hastings Vision Clinic, 2119 West 12th in Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to St. Cecilia High School. Chapman Gymnasium, Rob Osmond with you on The Breeze, 94.5, as well as KLIQFM.com. Still doing our streaming for you. Those of you who are perhaps out of the car and heading into the house, you can always fire up the computer, log on to KLIQFM.com, check the live stream cast, and there you go. Right here, you'll have the game anywhere around the world. If you've got access to a computer, you've got access to Adams Central and St. Cecilia Volleyball tonight in Hastings. What a matchup. Crowd still pouring in. We are going to be off to an early start here, but while we were at it, we did want to talk a little bit about the schedules and how they look. Adams Central, despite being in a rebuilding year, has a very tough order coming up. They're going to take on top-ranked Kearney Catholic here later this week, and that is going to be a tall order on Thursday. They will be hosting Kearney Catholic. They've got some tournaments coming up. They're going to take on Hastings High next Monday. They've got a schedule of Donovan Trumbull. They'll face Hastings again, and then some of the topper teams. They got Grand Island Central Catholic later in the year. They got a tough Minden team. They got a Wood River team. It's going to be a tough row to hoe for Adams Central and the Patriots. For St. Cecilia, again, they started the year off tough. They started the year against a Grand Island Central Catholic top-ranked team and fell to them at the their own triangular, the St. Cecilia triangular. They lost to Grand Island Central Catholic, but they beat a pretty tough Lincoln Christian High School. So they start the season at 1-1. They've got the Kearney Catholic invite coming up here next weekend. They're going to play that Blue Hill team. They're going to play Aquinas Catholic. They got some Donovan Trumbull teams. And other than that, they have a pretty healthy schedule that St. Cecilia is clearly going to have to step up and play. But again, hopefully, theoretically, if you listen to Coach Alan Van Curien, you look at all the numbers and everything, and it all points to a very big St. Cecilia year. So we look forward to calling the Hawkettes and the Patriots down the road as the Hawkettes try to rebuild and come back into the competition. And good things going on. Speaking of that, on our sister station, we've got another match going on as we speak in the Minden Triangular. And right now, we've got a final in for you. Minden has beaten Gibbon in two sets, 25-11, 25-18. We'll have some more scores for you coming up here. Right now, we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show coming up. We'll have the starting lineups right after this message. You're listening to High School Volleyball in the Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes. Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
It's the clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice.
Auto Glass Experts in Hastings. Whether on the road or in the field, Auto Glass Experts are the experts in glass repair and replacement, commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff Fitzke and Brent Borgerstrauss, will come to you with mobile service. Call 402-463-0025. Jeff and Brent have more than 25 years combined experience. They make it so easy on you. Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street in Hastings, 463-0025.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Chapman Gymnasium at St. Cecilia High School. Rob Osman with you, awaiting the first serve between the Adams Central Patriots and the St. Cecilia Hawkettes. Crosstown rivalry. Starting players being introduced right now as part of your New Tech Seed starting lineup. Let's take a look at what we've got for the Adams Central Patriots. Starting things off on the outside, Sydney Niemeyer. She is a junior outside hitter at 5'9". Sarah Allen, the other outside hitter. She is a freshman outside hitter at 5'7". In the middle, Laura Rosenquist makes her return as a senior. She is 5'10" tall. Also in the middle, Sarah Bowen. Bowen is a junior at 5'8".
5'4" senior.
Shelby Susie will also get the start for Adams Central. She is a sophomore at 5'6", and your center for the Patriots, Janessa Boland. She is a senior at 5'4". That's your starting lineup for Coach Jill Hotelling's Adams Central Patriots. For the St. Cecilia Hawkettes, your starters for Coach Alan Van Cura. On the right side will be Tessa Chalupa. Outside hitters, Brooke McWhorter is a 5'9" senior. Brooke Busboom is a 5'9" senior. In the middle, Caitlin Ernst, a 5'8" junior. Morgan Nicola is a 5'9" freshman with the start tonight for the Hawkettes. We mentioned Tessa Chalupa, 5'6", senior on the right side. Your libero, Libby Kissinger's back. She is a 5'5", junior. And Abby Jackson will take the setting position. She is a 5'4", senior. That is your starting lineup for the St. Cecilia Hawkettes on an afternoon or an evening now that has the crowd fired up, the band fired up. We're all set to go. The girls are back, and I do want to mention before we get things started, pregame show much easier to accomplish from a broadcasting perspective because gone are the St. Cecilia Zebra uniforms. I can't tell you how glad I am as the girls circle the court and shake hands to get this match started. I can't tell you how glad I am to see the Zebras are gone. Now, they actually have St. Cecilia blue, albeit in a lighter color. Hawkettes with the numbers on them. You can tell who the girls are. You can recognize them. And you can watch the pregame rituals without the distraction of a zebra running across the court. Okay, I'm off my soapbox. We're getting ready to get started now. From right to left, St. Cecilia will return on the right side of the court. It looks like all set to serve will be Adams Central, and let's see who they're going to send back for the service. No, its service is going to go to St. Cecilia, and going back now, serving from right to left, Abby Jackson will start the season for KLIQ. She rears back, jump, pops, snipes it over, picked up, handled nicely by Sydney Niemeyer, pushes over, cross, hard shot, fired from Sarah Allen, launches out of bounds, and St. Cecilia will pick up the first point of the match. Shot from Abby Jackson goes over. Picked up, handled nicely by Janessa Boland. Boland clears it. Hawkettes load up on the right side. Tipped over shot is going to be handled. McWhorter had a hand on it, and it's going to be bounced around. St. Cecilia or Adams Central couldn't get the hold of it defensively. Brooke McWhorter will get the score. It's 2-0. Hawkettes service. Back over again from Jackson. Handled on the left side. Down at the net. Solid shot. Ripped down by Kaylin Ernst in that middle position front row. Makes it a 3-0 contest. Hawkettes off to a quick start. Fired over. Handled by Jackson now. Libero picks it up. Kissinger sends it back and into the net. Will go Abby Jackson. Side out St. Cecilia. 3-1. Adams Central now on the service. Back to serve will be Sarah Allen. The freshman, 5'7", rears back, stands, pops it, picked up by Kissinger. Now handled over, tipped over at the left side. Good effort by Tessa Chalupa, and it comes right back. Good play by Sydney Niemeyer to dink it over and find the open spot in the Hawkette defense. It's a 3-2 ball game. St. Cecilia on top here in the first set. Sarah Allen fires it over. Quick pickup by Brooke McWhirter. Set at the net, tipped over, dunked down and in for the point. Caitlin Ernst will get it for the Hawkette. Solid play, and she'll pick up or check that. It'll be Brooke McWhirter picking up the serve for the Hawkettes. Now up 4-2 here in the first set. Jump serve, McWhirter drops it in, picked up nicely on the left side, tipped over, handled by Niemeyer. Niemeyer's going to be into the net. And St. Cecilia will pick up the point now, up 5-2. Jump serve, McWhirter zips it down and down and hits the court, ace serve. Brooke McWhirter drives it home and picks up the solid ace. Next serve comes over, picked up in the middle, now on the left side. Niemeyer lets it go. Kissinger's there to cover on the left side. Pushed over by Busboom. Too deep. Busboom reared back, unloaded, and just carried it a shade too long. Adams Central will get it back now. Down by three, 6-3. Back to serve now for the Patriots. Sarah Bolin. Bolin, 5'8", junior. Stands, pops. Drops it across. Kissinger handles it now over to Jackson with a set. Busboom with a slam down. Handled and picked up by the Patriots in the backcourt by Sarah Bolin. Battle at the net. St. Cecilia is going to come back. Tough play on that middle and outside position on the right side of the net. St. Cecilia now up 7-3 in the first set. Set comes over. Caitlin Ernst with the serve for the Hawkettes. Battled right back. Dug high from Caitlin Ernst, tie off her arms, and it'll bounce to the ground, and the Adams Central Patriots will take over the serve, trailing by 3, 7-4. Back to serve, solid shot from Shelby Soucy. Another battle at the net, ball still alive, good play by the Patriots. Into the net goes Adams Central, good effort there by Shelby Soucy to step up there, to step up there and make the pop. It's an 8-4. St. Cecilia lead now. Back to serve for the Hawkettes. Knocked out of bounds. Tessa Chalupa fires it over. The Patriots can't return it on the right side of the net. It'll be a 9-4 ball game. St. Cecilia. Chalupa drops it in off the net, and it's going to be too hot to handle. Shelby Soucy couldn't quite get a hand on it. The ball's returned out of bounds, and Coach Jill Hotelling wants to call a quick timeout. We'll take 30 seconds. You're listening to High School Volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5, KOIQFM.com.
When it comes to your harvest tire needs, you've got a friend in the field. CBI Mr. Tire. Combine farm tires are 1,016 cash and carry for size 24.5 by 32 12 ply. Truck tires and straddle tools are also on sale. CBI Mr. Tire has 9 tire units to serve you when trouble stops you in the field. CBI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
CBI Mr. Tire has a right tire for you.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to High School Volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5. Service continues at St. Cecilia. St. Cecilia on top, 10-4. First set action. Busboom on the right side fires it right into the heart of that Patriot defense, and going up to get it was Laura Rosenquist with a big block. But it's knocked out of bounds. St. Cecilia will get the point. Service continues for the Hawkettes. Chalupa sends it across, knocked out of bounds. Out of bounds, the call. No, it's going to say it's going to be touched by St. Cecilia, overruled. So Adams Central will get it back now, trailing by 6. It's 11-5 in the first set to serve. Cindy Niemeyer steps up, knuckleball drifts over, picked up nicely by the Hawkettes in the middle. Brought down hard and quick to the open spot. Morgan Nicola drops it down. The freshman finds open ground and scores for St. Cecilia. up 12-5 now are the Hawkettes. Back to serve now. Brooke Busboom. She's got that running jump serve. She'll step up, stops, pops, knocks it over. Picked up in the back row by the Patriots. Sent over quickly by Sarah Allen. Hawkettes are there on the left side. Brought down hard and quick. Brooke McWhorter got a hold of it, but it was handled by the Patriot defense. Loading up again. McWhorter off the tip this time into the Patriot territory. They'll handle it. They'll switch to the left side. Big block at the net. They're going to call four hits on the Patriots. It's a 13-5 match. Hawkettes up by 8. Busboom rears back, sends it over, picked up on, spins off the backhand of Shelby Sushi. Ace serve for Brooke Busboom. It's a 14-5 match. St. Cecilia leads now by 9. Busboom fires this one over, picks on the same spot. Same result. Can't get a hold of it. It was too hot to handle for Sydney Niemeyer. She got enough of it for her setter to make a play on it, but it's out of bounds, and it's a 15-5 first set. Busboom on a roll. She kicks back, drives us over. Knuckleball floats in, but it's picked up by the Patriots. From the middle, hard shot, and down. It's out of bounds. No good from Laura Rosenquist. Lauren Rosenquist fired up on it, but it was just too much. 16-5. Busboom rears back, pops it over. Picked up now by that front row of the Patriots. Brought down quick by Rosenquist. Now McWhorter on the left side. She'll fire down, and it's going to go hard off Sydney Niemeyer and into the crowd. Point St. Cecilia 17-5 in the first set. Busboom now has picked up 6 service in a row for points on the left side. Patriots now dink it back over. They had an easy return, and now it's going to be St. Cecilia scrambling back. Shot goes over, picked up by the Patriots on the right side. Hard shot put into the net from Lauren Rosenquist, and St. Cecilia keeps the streak alive, up 18-5 here in the first set. Busboom now continues. Running serve, pops it over. Susie in the middle. Picked up, hard return. Morgan Nicola made the immediate feed on the free return and just made the Patriots pay for it. Solid shot for the kill. Nicola on fire. Busboom continues the streak now up 19-5. Service goes. Picked up now. It's the left side. The Patriots are working on now. Allen makes the pushover. Dunked over, and finally St. Cecilia's streak will come to an end. 9 serves in a row for Busboom before she gave it up. It's 19-6 now. Back to serve for the Patriots. Lauren Rosenquist, she rears back, pops it over. It's a short one in the open spot. Kill for Lauren Rosenquist. An ace, rather. What a serve. St. Cecilia just standing around that open spot on the floor, and Rosenquist just picks it up. 19-7, Adams Central trying to get it back. Abby Jackson makes a nice feed over to the right side to Nicola. Nicola goes up for the block, but it's going to be carried over. Good play by Sydney Niemeyer, and then Niemeyer comes up with a return and can't get it. St. Cecilia will pick it up. They're on a roll now, 20-7 here in the first set. Nicola with the serve now, picked up by the Patriots, dunked over, but picked up very cleanly by the Hawkettes. Niemeyer tries to get it over. Abby Jackson goes to the net and makes the touch and drops it in. Abby Jackson at 5'4" has some good vertical leap and just reached and tipped it over. 21-7 here in the first set. Timeout. Patriots, you're listening to High School Volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5, KOIQFM.com.
Get out and play in your own backyard with the Hustler Sport. This mower's loaded with contractor-grade features, including a welded 42 or 48-inch mowing deck and a powerful 17.5 or 21-horsepower engine. Hustler's smooth track steering makes mowing effortless. The Sport is the highest quality mower in its class, and the beautiful cut will leave your yard the envy of the neighborhood. The Hustler Sport, for the person who wants to turn mow time into play time. See the Sport at Jeans Repair and Sales, 820 West 17th Street in Hastings.
Call Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, for all your residential, farm, and commercial plumbing needs, including water heaters and water softeners. Witt Plumbing also does new construction, remodeling, and repairs, also backhoe, trenching, and leach fields, and is a certified septic tank installer. Call 463-4664. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Get professional expert service from Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
The Breeze. 94.5.
First set action continues from St. Cecilia High School in Hastings. Rob Austin with you on the Breeze. St. Cecilia bobbled the return back. It has made it a 21-8 match and then just knocked out of bounds by Adams Central. We'll give it right back to St. Cecilia now, 22-8. Abby Jackson fires it over. Service spins off the hands of Rosenquist, but the Patriots are there to recover. Good defensive play for Adams Central. Hard shot down the right side, picked up beautifully by Tessa Chalupa. She reared back, arched her back, and just slammed that ball down through the block. Gets the point. It's 23-8. St. Cecilia rolling here in the first set. Second service from Jackson right into the net. Side out St. Cecilia now. 23-9. Back to serve now. Sarah Allen. Allen fires it across. Picked up, handled by the Hawk. It's down the middle. Great shot. Great effort. Caitlin Ernst was there in the middle to drive it down. Set point now for St. Cecilia. Service up, brought down. Brooke McWhirter brings it across. Patriots scramble to get it, but they got it back under control. No one's there in the middle. And the ball won't make it over. We got our first set that belongs to St. Cecilia, 25-9. St. Cecilia rolls in the first set. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back with our Allens of Hastings mid-set break and recap that first set. You're listening to High School Volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
I will not spend my weekend covered in drywall dust.
I will simply fix the leaky faucet in the guest bathroom.
I will go to Ace.
And I will get it done fast.
And then I will not leave the couch till Monday morning.
Every store has thousands of Ace brand products to help you turn your to-do list into a to-done list. So get in, get help, and get on with your life. At Ace, the helpful place.
Big G.
Allen's, the You Get More Superstore. Check out the Food Mart, Wine Cellar, Pharmacy, Husker Shop, and Sporting Goods. Plus a whole lot more. Allen's Photoshop now has state-of-the-art inkjet photo technology with unsurpassed color and clarity. Allen's develops 35mm true black and white and slide film. Plus produces in-store prints from wallets to 40 by 60 inch posters. 1115 West 2nd Hastings. Allen's, the You Get More Superstore. Check us out online with weekly specials at allensuperstore.com.
With the You Get More Superstore.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to your Allens of Hastings mid-set break. Rob Austin with you at Chapman Gymnasium, St. Cecilia High School in Hastings as the Adams Central Patriots fall to the Hawkettes of St. Cecilia, 25-9 in the first set. Your Allens of Hastings mid-set break brought to you by Allens of Hastings, the You Get More Superstore, proud sponsors of all our between set action. Not much to speak of. 25-9, solid nine service points consecutive for Brooke Busboom. Gave St. Cecilia all the shot it needed to get that 25-9 first set win. We'll see how they respond here coming up in the second set as the girls have now switched sides. St. Cecilia's Kissinger, the libero, will now enter. After the judges take everything off, St. Cecilia now on the left side. Blue shirts, white stripe down the side, black shorts. Adams Central in their red shirts, black shorts. First service up and over. Sarah Allen lets it go. The Hawkettes have to scramble, send the free ball back. Picked up now by the Patriots. Loading up on the left side. Solid shot by Niemeyer is returned heartily by the combination of Jackson and Ernst. Right back to the Patriots. They'll load up on the left side. This time St. Cecilia will, and will get the point off to a 1-0 start for the Hawkettes. In set number two, they'll send back to serve Abby Jackson. Jackson, the 5'4 senior, jumps, sends it over. Nicely covered by the Patriots on the right side. Hard shot, but knocked out of bounds by Lauren Rosenquist. She had a good line on it, tried to get past that first row of the Hawkettes to no avail. Out of bounds it goes. Jackson sends the second service over, picked up in the back row by the Patriots. Tipped over, nobody at home for St. Cecilia. Good read by Sarah Bowen. The 5'8 junior gets Adams Central on the board now, trailing by one. Back to serve now, Sarah Bowen rears back, pops it over, knuckleball handled by Kissinger. Kissinger sends it over to Chalupa, and then bumped over. A little bit of confusion, but the Hawkettes there to cover it. Adams Central trying to take advantage of it. They're still battling at the net. Tipped over, brought back. Good battle at the net. St. Cecilia hanging in there on the left side. Down hard and through. Brooke McWhirter got it to run along the net and got it to drop. They'll pick up the point and stretch the lead now to 3-1. McWhirter, 5'9 senior, running jump serve, throws it up, heaves it over, good over and spin on it, and it drops in for the ace, her second of the match. It's a 4-1 St. Cecilia lead. Same thing this time, Adams Central there to pick it up, battle at the net, Patriots hung in there and then missing in the middle. A rare miscue from Lauren Rosenquist, the 5'10 senior, watches it spin off the net and drop right in front of her. It's 5-1. McWhirter goes to the right side now, and it's too hot to handle for Adams Central. Sydney Niemeyer had to go down, and she would have had to dig a hole to get that one because it was a solid spinner right into the court. 6-1, St. Cecilia on top. McWhirter throws it up, drives it over, picked up by the back row, almost to the net, and right back down. Caitlin Ernst was there for St. Cecilia, but it was a solid shot. Now Coach Hotelling wants to talk about it. Down by 6 here. We'll take 30 seconds. You're listening to High School Volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5, KLIQFM.com.
Jackson's Forest Service has moved to 219 North Lexington in Hastings, on the corner of 3rd and Lexington. Jackson's Forest Service does commercial and residential installation of carpet, vinyl, ceramic tile, laminate, and pre-finished wood. Call Jim and Greg at 402-462-9336 or 462-0968. Jackson's Forest Service supports the local and area athletes and teams and wishes them good luck this season. Jackson's Forest Service, now located at 219 North Lexington in Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
St. Cecilia on a five-point run with Brooke McWhirter. Shot is over, handled by the Patriots on the left side. Bus boom drives it down, but it's out of bounds. Boy, she had the line. She had the angle, and it just sailed out of bounds on her. It's a 7-2 match. St. Cecilia up by five. Here comes Adams Central. And the Hawkettes are out of rotation. They were out of position, so whistled on the start. That'll give Adams Central a point, and that is a rare miscue for St. Cecilia. Shelby Soucy now to serve for Adams Central, trying to get him back in it. Down by four. Soucy, hot serve. Kissinger's there to pick it. Set over to the left side by Chalupa. Bus boom gets it to go across the court and has plenty of room to do it. Found the angle right down the line and gets the point. 8-3 now. Hawkettes on top by 5 here in the second set. They took the first set rather handily, 25-9. Caitlin Ernst fires it across. Picked up by the Patriots. Big push over in the middle. No good from Rosenquist. Hawkettes were there to cover. Busboom lets it rip hard into the backcourt. Picked up by the Patriots, now pushed over. Free ball, almost out of bounds. One of those borderline calls, but the Hawkettes take it, keep the ball alive. Patriots now load up in the center. Hard shot, too long from Lauren Rosenquist. And it's a 9-3 ball game. Hawkettes will continue with Caitlin Ernst at the set. She'll fire it over, side-to-side shot. At the net, battle, and unable to bring it down were the Patriots. Good effort by Janessa Bolin, but the Hawkettes will get the point. 10-3 now. Service picked up back row. A lot of spin on that ball. Soucy makes a good job of holding on to it. Fired back in the middle. And a good effort by Adams Central, and it spins off Jackson, drops to the court. Point will belong to Adams Central. They'll get it back now. Down by 6, 10-4 is your score here in the second set. Jackson to Busboom on the left side. Busboom's shot was carried but picked up, and it fed nicely to Chalupa, but Chalupa lets it go into the net. And Adams Central will get it back now. They're putting points together. 10-5. Patriots trying to keep it going, get a streak going, and draw even in this match. Good effort covering by the Patriots, and the Hawkettes keep it alive. I don't know how Kissinger got her arm underneath that diving down, but she did. And loading up on the right side, Lauren Rosenquist lets it go. Gets the point for the Patriots. Wow. 10-6 your score. The drive continues for the Patriots under the hot hand of Sidney Niemeyer. Niemeyer floats this one across, Busboom to Jackson in the middle. Hard shot by Nicola into the net. Hawkettes will battle off the net to get it, and then it'll be sent back hard by McWhirter. Here come the Patriots now. Hard on the left side, going down to get it. Jackson can't get it. The ball hit the ground, and there was no whistle. No. Kissinger one more time got her hand underneath it, and this time St. Cecilia is going to get it. They're going to get the point. Credit Kissinger. I don't know how she got her hand underneath that ball. I thought it hit the court, and she somehow managed to get it. St. Cecilia will get the serve back up 11-6. Long serve by Chalupa. Sails out of bounds, and Adams Central will get it right back. Trailing by 4. Shelby Soucy to serve. Check that. That's Rosenquist with the serve. Rosenquist pops it over. Here are the Patriots now on the left side. Hard shot. Battle at the net. Blocked back by Ernst. Check that. Nicola blocks it back. Here's Busboom on the left side. Save. No. Into the net. 4 hits. It goes from Nicola. And it's 11-8 ball game. Adams Central keeping the drive alive. Back to serve now. Hard shot. Picked up. Rosenquist drifted it over. Busboom now moves over to the right side. She'll swing back to the left side now. She made a shot, and it was covered. No, they're going to call 4 hits on Adams Central. And St. Cecilia will get it back. 12-8, your score. Busboom to serve. Busboom just clears the net, going down to get it on the Patriots. Good effort by Rosenquist to keep it alive for Adams Central. Jackson now sends it over to the left side. McWhirter off the tip and going back to get it near the cheerleaders. And it's going to be 4 hits if they can get to it, and they can't. The Patriots drop another point. It's 13-8. Patriots trailing now by 5. Busboom continues to serve. She had 9 successive serves in the first set. Number 2 comes across now. Almost a carry by the Patriots. And this one's going to get dropped over. Good play. Good read. Sarah Allen, the freshman, finds the open spot in the court. Heads up play for the Patriots now as they are making this one a battle. 13-9. Busboom will go to the bench. Jordan Nicola will come in for St. Cecilia. Nicola will handle the first one. Jordan will. Then it's going to be tipped over by Sister Morgan and sent over hard. Picked up nicely by the Patriots now. Tipped over. McWhirter gets it to go. Pushed over by Soucy. Hawkettes now. McWhirter drives it down. Gets the kill. Perfect read. Perfect line. McWhirter just slammed that one down from the outside position. St. Cecilia now up 14-9. Substitution now. To the bench comes Caitlin Ernst. We'll see who popped in here in a second, but St. Cecilia service now underway. On the left side, Jackson makes a reverse dink over, but it's picked up by Sarah Allen. Patriots now. Jackson goes to the left side. Here's McWhirter gets it, and it's a high shot. Good return by the Patriots. Down the line, picked up by Morgan Nicola, and then sent over quickly by Jordan Nicola. Loading up on the left side. Too hot to handle. A hard shot from Sarah Bowen. And we're back to a 4-point lead for Adams, or for St. Cecilia. Adams Central now trying to dig back. Long serve by Sarah Allen. Jackson sends it over to Chalupa. Chalupa gets it to go. Tessa Chalupa, the 5'6 senior, finds the magic spot on the court. And it's a 15-10 ball game. St. Cecilia leading now in the second set. Abby Jackson, jump serve, fires it across, picked up in the back row by Rosenquist. Now on the left side, Niemeyer lets it fly. Jackson on the right side for St. Cecilia, down, but is there a touch at the net? No, into the net goes Adams Central. So credit Chalupa with a solid shot. And St. Cecilia now puts 2 points back together. Jackson now, 3 points rather. Jackson now from midcourt. Jump sends it across. Picked up nicely by the Patriots into the net. Sydney Niemeyer got a lot of hand on that ball, but it was the combination of Chalupa and Maggie Skoke, who's in the ball game, that brought that back in a hurry and make it a 17-10 second set. St. Cecilia leads. Service from Jackson spins off that back row. Point, St. Cecilia. Timeout on the court. It's 18-10 in the second set. You're listening to High School Volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5, KLIQFM.com.
Mascotti Health Center proudly supports the St. Cecilia athletes, teams, and coaches. Mascotti Health Center has an integrated team of family physicians and mental health care providers, specializing in family practice and obstetrics, always caring for its current patients and always welcoming new patients. Mascotti Health Center is open from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. They are stewards of compassionate care at Mascotti Health Center in the Crozier Park Professional Center, 223 East 14th Street, Suite 100 in Hastings. Call Mascotti Health Center, 463-2929.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Second set action continues from Chapman Gymnasium at St. Cecilia High School in Hastings. Crosstown rivalry, Adams Central, St. Cecilia going at it. St. Cecilia on top, second set, 18-10. Service from Jackson continues. Brought over hard and quick, and too much to handle from Jordan Nicola. It was a good effort by the Patriots. We'll get them the point. 18-11. St. Cecilia took the first set, if you just joined us, 25-9. Got off to an early start today at the mercy of the junior varsity squad, but we are back underway. At the net, good block. Solid effort. Sydney Niemeyer, Lauren Rosenquist get it to go for Adams Central. Teaming up to make a solid wall and then returning it for the smash kill and gets the point for the Patriots now, who trail by six, 18-12. Service into the net from Sarah Bowen. And St. Cecilia will get it back up 19-12. Back to serve now for St. Cecilia. Brooke McWhorter, the 5'9", returning senior. Returning starter makes a big, powerful jump serve, taken from the back row and too hot to handle, and the Patriots could not get it over. It was such a hard ball when it came over, and the return went right back to the net. It's 20-12. St. Cecilia on top by eight. Service over from McWhorter. Tipped over. Guarding the line with Abby Jackson. She'll work with Busboom on the left side. Busboom finds the seam. Lets it go. Gets the kill. 21-12. Adams Central down by nine. Substitution now coming into the ballgame will be Bailey Parr. And for a breather will be Sarah Allen. Service continues now with Brooke McWhorter. McWhorter, jump serve, drops it over, picks it up in the back row. Do the Patriots return into the net, and then it's going to be four hits. Too much on it. Shelby Susie couldn't get a handle on it. And it's a 10-point St. Cecilia lead, 22-12. Ball knocked out of bounds after spinning another ace serve for McWhorter. 23-12. St. Cecilia close to taking a two-set lead over Adams Central. Knuckleball works its way across. Patriots handle it and then spun right down to the ground. Lauren Rosenquist got enough meat on that potato to knock it right through the hand. So that front row of St. Cecilia, they'll get the service back, trailing by 10. 23-13. Service popped over by Susie. Blocked at the net, and the call is going to be out of bounds. The call out of bounds. It looked like it was a close one. St. Cecilia will get it back now with set point 24 13. Back to serve now is Maggie Skoke. Skoke lets it fly. It's picked up by Niemeyer. Now dropped over and finding that spot. Good read. Lauren Rosenquist. Boy, that's what a senior returner will do for you. Find that open spot. And Adams Central refuses to go down that early. 24-14 the score. Niemeyer will be back to serve for Adams Central. Set point continues. Niemeyer to Busboom to Kissinger. Shot over by McWhorter. Handled by the Patriots. Busboom lets it go. Handled very cleanly by Niemeyer. And the Patriots will send the free ball over. And it's going to be too far. St. Cecilia will take set number two, 25-14. We'll be back with our Allens of Hastings mid-set break as we prepare for set number three. You're listening to High School Volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
How smart is the new 2011 John Deere 8R Series tractor? Smart enough to call you on your cell phone or send you an email. Smart enough to make steering more comfortable. Smart enough to get you in the most efficient operating mode to help you save fuel and improve productivity. And best of all, smart enough to make IT4 emissions compliance hassle-free and worry-free. That's why we call the new 8R Series the Smart Machine. See the new 8R Series tractors at Samuelson Equipment in Hastings and Red Cloud, your fourth generation John Deere dealer.
Allen's, the You Get More Superstore. Check out the Food Mart, Wine Cellar, Pharmacy, Husker Shopping, Sporting Goods, plus a whole lot more. Allen's Photoshop now has state-of-the-art inkjet photo technology with unsurpassed color and clarity. Allen's develops 35mm true black and white and slide film, plus produces in-store prints from wallets to 40 by 60 inch posters. 1115 West 2nd Hastings, Allen's, the You Get More Superstore. Check us out online with weekly specials at AllenSuperstore.com.
With a You Get More Superstore, Allen's Superstore.
The Breeze, 94.5.
St. Cecilia band fired up. They've got every reason to be. The Hawkettes up on top. 2-0 over crosstown rivals. The Adams Central Patriots trying to come up with an answer for the solid service and just the tenacity, if you will, of these Adams Central Hawkettes. They took the first set, St. Cecilia did, 25-9. The second set, Adams Central dug in a little bit, showed a little bit of heart, and it's still an 11-point victory for St. Cecilia. The end result the same. They take it 25-14, and Adams Central's going to have to reach into their bag of tricks to see if they can come up with an answer for these Hawkettes. I'll tell you, between the setting of Abby Jackson, McWhorter and Busboom have done an absolutely fantastic job, but when the bench of St. Cecilia goes so deep to include Kissinger, Chalupa, Ernst, and now the Nicholas and Skoke in there, that's a pretty tough defense to go up against. And Adams Central has shown some moments, some sparks, some high, you know, ability to play at that level, but I tell you, they cannot sustain it or have not been able to sustain it. And it's just it's a question of angles. And both these coaches know well the game of volleyball. Coach Van Kurem and Coach Jill Hotelling, both of them very experienced when it comes to volleyball. They put together some fantastic teams, but I'll tell you, Coach Van Kurem can go a little bit deeper in that bench and rely on so much experience. And that is going to carry the Hawks get very far into this season. It'll be a fun season to take care of. Both squads back on the court. St. Cecilia will have the honor of serving. You've been listening to the Allens of Hastings mid-set break on the Breeze. Glad to have Allens of Hastings on board for all these in-between sets. St. Cecilia trying to make it three in a row here and call it a short night. Abby Jackson will get things started for the Hawkettes as we're back underway. Back set. Good shot. Clean effort by Sarah Allen. Hawkettes were there. Abby Jackson stayed home to bring it over, but the shot from McWhorter sails too far past the end line. Adams Central will have their first lead of the night, believe it or not, here in the third set, up 1-0. Kissinger makes the save to Jackson now in the middle. Stepping up was a solid pop from Ernst. Ernst tries to block Kissinger there in the back row to get it. Jackson had to step up and try to play it off the net as Caitlin Ernst had bailed from that middle position, and it's going to go out of bounds or into the net. And Adams Central now with a 2-0 lead. Kissinger Jackson on the left side. Chalupa dinks it over. Picked up cleanly by Janessa Boland. Jackson one more time in the middle now with McWhorter. Gets it to go, with Kaitlyn Ernst. And Ernst makes the touch, and St. Cecilia will get the ball back now, trailing by one. Adams Central on top, 2-1 here in the third set. Long shot, handled cleanly. McWhorter dropped it and floated it over. Busboom tried to make a save off it. It was a hard hit on that left side. Sydney Niemeyer got the kill on it. And Adams Central now, all of a sudden showing some solid effort here, some life. Sarah Bowen, with the service for Adams Central. Nice look, popped over. Kissinger gets it to Jackson on the left side. Busboom hammers it back. It's picked up cleanly now on the left side. Work the Patriots down the line. Jackson keeps it to Kissinger. McWhorter will bump it over. Free ball now as the Patriots reload on the left side. Touched over. Good clean effort by Sydney Niemeyer is handled by the Hawkettes and Patriots into the net. Adams Central will give it up. Back into the ballgame, Morgan Nicola. 3-2 your score, Adams Central with the lead. Service just off the net by Ernst, and she'll get the roll and get the point as it dropped right in front of a host of Patriots. We're tied up at 3. Shot over, this one barely clears the net. Going down was Niemeyer. Niemeyer gets it back into the net. It's going to be touched. And St. Cecilia will get the point and now the lead for the first time here in the third set. Back to serve one more time. Ernst lets it fly. This one goes into the net and she'll head to the bench. Kissinger back into the ballgame. We're tied at 4 here in the third set. For the Patriots now, Susie lets it go. Good shot. Kissinger handles now. Passed over by Chalupa. McWhorter from the back row lets it go for the Hawkettes. Battle at the net. Busboom reaches over, gets the pop, gets the point. Hawkettes now take the lead up 5-4. Second lead of the match, or of the set rather, for St. Cecilia. Chalupa lets it fly. Handled by the Patriots. Off the block. Busboom got a handle on it. Not enough on it, but sends it right back. And the Hawkettes will pick up the point. Patriots could not get that ball under control. 2-point Hawkette lead, trying to take it 3 straight sets. Chalupa running. Jump serve. Knuckleball just tipped the net. Excellent serve. Good play by the Patriots. And some confusion between rows for the Patriots. The ball goes out of bounds. By the time Niemeyer realized it was hers to hit, it was too late. The ball goes into the crowd. Here comes St. Cecilia now, up by 3. Another hard shot. This one's going to be pushed over by Niemeyer. Jackson to Busboom. Busboom's shot is fielded by the Patriots. She'll go up and block it now with Morgan Nicola. And then Busboom loads up. She'll slam it down, and it's got too much spin on it, too much. Patriots can't bring it under control. It's an 8-4 ball game. St. Cecilia will get it into the match. Will be Bailey Parr. Sarah Allen will get a breather. Chalupa continues now. She shifted over to the left side. Gets an ace serve. Chalupa drives this one down and picks up the point. It's 9-4. St. Cecilia by 5 in the third set. Another hard shot. Beautiful serve from Chalupa on the left side. Blocked at the net. Good effort by Nicola. Morgan Nicola was there working with Jackson, and Nicola feeds Busboom. Busboom gets it to go. Here's Jackson to Nicola. She'll dink it over. Nobody home for the Patriots. Good read by the 5'9 freshman. 10-4 is your score. Patriots trailing by 6. St. Cecilia with the service continuing from Tessa Chalupa. Her shot is a hard one, but it's going to be picked up by the Patriots. Now pushed over Chalupa to Busboom. Busboom down the line. Gets it to go. Gets the kill. Brooke Busboom drives this one down, and it's now a 7-point St. Cecilia. Got a timeout On the court, 11-4 is our score. You're listening to High School Volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5, KLIQFM.com.
Taking care of your eyes may be the most important thing you can do for yourself. Let Dr. Richard Arneson and Dr. Nate Boland at Hastings Vision Clinic help you with the best, most complete vision care, including eye exams, low vision treatment, therapeutic treatment for eye disease, contact lenses, designer eyewear, and sunglasses. Hastings Vision Clinic is a Medicare and Medicaid provider with an on-site spectacle lab and is open Monday through Friday and Saturday mornings. Call 462-8816 at Hastings Vision Clinic, 2119 West 12th in Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
St. Cecilia now in for the long haul, up by seven here in the third set. They took the first two, trying to make it a clean sweep with their crosstown rivals as the Adams Central Patriots dig in. Left side, Busboom goes into the net, tries to drive it in there, but it comes straight back at her, and Adams Central gets the point. Down now by six. Back to serve, Sydney Niemeyer. Niemeyer sends this one across, picked up by McWhorter to Jackson now in the middle. Morgan Nicola finds a spot, gets the goal, gets the point for St. Cecilia. Gets the service right back. It is 12-5. Patriots on defense now as Busboom settles in. Only three deep for Adams Central. Good block, good point. That combination of Janessa Boland and Lauren Rosenquist bats it right back. St. Cecilia will lose the serve. Point goes to Adams Central. 6-12 is your score. It'll be Lauren Rosenquist, the 5'10 senior returning starter. Rears back, pops it up on the right side of the line. Picked up cleanly by Chalupa to Jackson now. Back in the second row was Busboom. She lets it fly. It's going to be covered. Battle at the net, and Jackson completely lost sight of it. Put her arms out just to, on the off chance it would fall in, but it did not. It dropped in behind her. Adams Central will get the point now as they battle back, down by five. 12-7, your score. Rosenquist rears back, lets it go to Kissinger. She handles it to Jackson on the left side to McWhorter. McWhorter goes into that wall of Patriots, gets it right back. One more time, she'll try to go a little deeper, and this time it's a little too deep. McWhorter misses the mark, and the Patriots narrow the gap. 12-8, your score. Adams Central continues to put it together. Lauren Rosenquist working that right side. She'll step up, walks in, drives it across, picked up by Chalupa to Jackson to McWhorter now. McWhorter drives it down to that back left side, gets it to go. Found the bottom of the court. St. Cecilia gets the service back. They're up by five. Morgan Nicola with the service, picked up. Cross the middle now. Bus boom. Jackson scrambles, gets it in place. McWhorter again drives it in. This one touches the line, and she'll get the point. Good play by McWhorter as she had to lean back and make some adjustment off the service, but got it and got the angle. Gets it to go. It's 14-8. Nicola service now. Morgan Nicola to McWhorter. Chalupa sends over the free ball. Here come the Patriots now in the middle of it. Blocked by Caitlin Ernst. McWhorter drives it, and boy, does she get it to go. Whoa, she has a hammer on that ball. Brooke McWhorter, another tough kill. It's 15-8. St. Cecilia leads. Morgan Nicola back to serve. 5'9 freshman getting some good playing time, and you can see why at the line. She'll let her service go a little bit too long. She'll head to the bench. Kissinger comes in. Libby Kissinger, the libero, 5'5 junior. 15-9 is our score. Here's St. Cecilia on the left side, and a hard shot by Caitlin Ernst goes through the block, out, and St. Cecilia will pick up the point. Rotation now. Maggie Skoke will come in. Tessa Chalupa to the bench. Abby Jackson steps to the line with a 16-9 lead. St. Cecilia on top here in the third set. Some confusion on the outside court between Rosenquist and Susie, and the ball will drop between the Patriots, and that's another miscue that begin to add up at this point. 17-9, St. Cecilia trying to put some separation between them and the Patriots. Hard shot picked up by Busboom. Good effort by Rosenquist. Out of bounds launched from McWhirter as she tried to cut the angle of the court. It went out of bounds. Adams Central picks it up now, trailing by 7. Service is up. Battle at the net. It's going to drop. Touched by the Patriots. Niemeyer got a hand on it, but not enough to get control. St. Cecilia will get the ball. Substitution now. Back into the ball game, or into the ball game. 5'8", sophomore Emma Miller for some playing time. Sarah Bowen will head to the bench. Back to serve now. Brooke McWhirter. High jump serve. Back row picked up by Rosenquist on the left side. Niemeyer gets it through the block. Through the block of Skook and Ernst somehow, and out of bounds it goes, but the point belongs to Adams Central. And now we're looking at an 18-11 third set. Back to serve now. Emma Miller can't get it to go. Out of bounds it sails. And St. Cecilia will pick up the service and back now to an 8-point lead. Back to serve now. Ernst will go. It's picked up on the left side by the Patriots. They'll fire it across. Jackson makes a run to get it. Busboom loads up. She'll pop it over and get the kill. Quite accidentally, she just leaned back and let it go and gets the point now. 20-11, more substitutions now for Adams Central into the ballgame. Bailey Parr will come back. And again to the bench, Sarah Allen. Kaylin Ernst lets it fly. Patriots in the middle now. Susie brings it across. Picked up by Ernst on the right side. Driven down by Skok. Skok can't get it to go. Came right back at her. And then the Busboom tries to load up on the left side from the front row, and she'll punch it too far. Out of bounds it goes, and St. Cecilia will give up the service. And the point, it's now 20-12, an 8-point St. Cecilia lead. Adams Central back to serve. High serve by Susie. Busboom drives it across, and it's got too much spin on it. Off the fingertips of Bailey Parr, and Busboom with another kill. Allen will come back in for Adams Central. Back to the bench, Bailey Parr. 21-12 is our score. St. Cecilia rolling now by 9. Out of bounds from Skok, and it's 21-13. Service from Niemeyer. Battle at the net. Niemeyer makes a good save for the Patriots. Pushed over. Free ball now for the Hawkettes. In the middle. Driven down through the point. Morgan Nicola gets it to go. Morgan Nicola, that 5'9 senior, has stepped up to play way above her grade level, shall we say, to give St. Cecilia now a 22-13 lead. Busboom steps up into the net. It goes. She lined up right in the middle, and it hit right in the middle of the net. 22-14. Our score, Adams Central. With the service, Lauren Rosenquist. She'll rear back, drive this one. It goes into the net. And St. Cecilia will get it back. Kissinger will come back to the bench. Caitlin Ernst will step up to that middle position. 23-14. Service from Morgan Nicola, diving effort, and the Hawkettes get it back somehow, but the return and a good read as the Hawkettes had overcommitted to the net, left that back row open completely, and the Patriots will pick up the point. As a result, 23-15 our score. Back to service, Busboom to Kissinger. McWhirter sends it across. It's picked up cleanly by Rosenquist. Now on the left side, Allen gets it to go. Jackson's in there to hit it twice. And Adams Central not going to go down quietly. 23-16. Janessa Bullen lets it go right into the net. And it's a short-lived point. 24-16 match point right here. Busboom lets it go. Picked up Bolin. Back row, good effort. Good hanging in there by Caitlin Ernst to keep it alive for the Hawks. Epson putting the finishing touch. A kill from Brooke McWhirter gets the win for St. Cecilia in solid fashion. 25-16. Three straight sets. St. Cecilia proves they've got the tools and they know how to use them. Lesson learned from Adams Central, and they have improved from it. Look forward to a good year for Adams Central as well, but St. Cecilia's got their sights on the state championship, or at least a healthy run toward it. Good effort all the way around. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back with our post-game show. You're listening to High School Volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
Get out and play in your own backyard with the Hustler Sport. This mower is loaded with contractor-grade features, including a welded 42 or 48-inch mowing deck and a powerful 17.5 or 21-horsepower engine. Hustler's smooth track steering makes mowing effortless. The Sport is the highest quality mower in its class, and the beautiful cut will leave your yard the envy of the neighborhood. The Hustler Sport, for the person who wants to turn mow time into play time. See the Sport at Jeans Repair and Sales, 820 West 17th Street in Hastings.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
When it comes to your harvest tire needs, you've got a friend in the field. CBI Mr. Tire. Combine farm tires are 1,016 cash and carry for size 24.5 by 32 12 ply. Truck tires and straddle tools are also on sale. CBI Mr. Tire has 9 tire units to serve you when trouble stops you in the field. CBI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
CBI Mr. Tire has a right tire for you.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back one more time. Chapman Gymnasium, Rob Osmond with you on The Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com. Hope you're enjoying your broadcast as the St. Cecilia Hawkettes come out on top in fine fashion, taking three straight sets from crosstown rivals. The Adams Central Patriots fall 25-9 in the first set, 25-14 in the second set, 25-16 for your third set. St. Cecilia now will improve on the year to 2-1, and Adams Central will start off the season now at 0-3 for Coach Jill Hotelling in what she describes as a rebuilding year for her team to begin with, and she has a little bit of talent to do something with, and look forward to some better moves from them. Some of the star players for St. Cecilia, you got to hand it to Brooke Busboom, doing an excellent job putting some fantastic service together. Brooke McWhirter, a number of kills, did an absolutely fantastic job. Libby Kissinger in that libero position, and Abby Jackson, a great job of ball handling for St. Cecilia. And I tell you, when you can go that deep in the bench and have that that solid of a performance from your players, you're going to get some good W's that way for Coach Alan Van Cura. Has to be pretty happy about that. Coach Jill Hotelling, an absolutely fantastic job getting Adams Central into the position to be able to put people on the court that can play the position. And you can tell the coaching ability is there. The talent is there. Adams Central just needs a little bit of time to put everything together, and they'll be a fun team to watch. So we are going to wrap things up on an early note. We do want to say some special thanks to all of our sponsors. So glad to have everyone on board to support high school volleyball. It means a lot to the kids, means a lot to their programs, as we're able to broadcast their games literally around the world on the internet and throughout the area. We like to get outside the area, but boy, this is one of those matchups on the paper you can't pass up. St. Cecilia Adams Central, always a rivalry, always a lot of fun, but without our sponsors like CPI, Mr. Tire, Jackson's Floor Service, Auto Glass Experts, Witt Plumbing, Muscati Healthcare, Vaughn's Printers, Hastings Vision Clinic, Bill Hamburger Remodeling, Jeans Repairs and Sales, Samuelson Equipment, and the Big G Ace, of course. Boy, we could not do it without them. Also, big thanks, New Tech Seed, stepping up to be our pregame show sponsors. Always appreciate that. Of course, Allens of Hastings, big sponsors of our mid-set breaks. Thank you so much also for tuning in, and feel free to drop your comments to KLIQFM.com, specifically to General Manager at KLIQFM.com. Let them know you enjoyed the broadcast, and we like to see that we're able to get people to listen to these games via the internet. We love doing providing free streaming for you as we continue our coverage of area sports. Good programs all the way around. Look forward to following a host of games for you this year. Also, we can also point out there's another big game coming up, and it involves St. Cecilia's football team. That's going to be on the breeze right here on Friday, as they'll make the travel to Blue Hill in a very big matchup now for C2 for St. Cecilia and Blue Hill. Really looking forward to that game. We will be calling that game right here on the breeze on Friday, as well as a lot of other games from our sister stations. Just log on to KLIQFM.com and you can find out all of our sister station coverage, and we are so proud to do that for you. For Adams Central, again now 0-3, will now have the tough task of taking on the Stars of Kearney Catholic and the top ranked team there for C1. So that's going to be a big battle for Adams Central, another tough matchup for the Patriots. For St. Cecilia, again, improving to 2-1. Their next game will be at the Kearney Catholic Invite coming up on, I believe it's going to be on Saturday, the 11th. So I'll have to check my dates on that one, but it is definitely the 11th. There's a lot of big teams in that. So congratulations to Hastings St. Cecilia for a big win tonight. Three straight sets over the Adams Central Patriots. 25-9, 25-14, 25-16. Thanks again for listening. Thanks to Steph back at Mission Control for getting all the right buttons pushed. And we're off to a great start for high school volleyball. I'm Rob Osmond. Thank you for listening. Appreciate it. As always, we'll get back to regular programming. You've been listening to High School Volleyball on The Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
Your local sports favorites are here.